This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Andy Keener on the line from Wycliffe, USA. We're going to be talking about missionaries, because if you're a business owner or a teacher, any role you play, you've likely had to change your plans because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so when we think of missionaries, Andy, we know that a lot of them have had to change their plans. Generally speaking, do you have any idea of like how many have had to come off the field? We have one family we're going to talk about in a second, but just overall, how many people have had to change their plans and kind of come back home unexpectedly?
Yeah, at a minimum, we've had more than 200 families that have needed to come back to the U.S. for one reason or another that were related to COVID-19. And so it has been a significant impact on folks coming back to the States. There's also a lot of people who are staying in the city or staying in one location where normally their ministry would be in other places. So we've had a lot of changes in movement, more than just those coming back to the States. So it's pretty much impacted everyone.
And you know, the idea for this came when I saw that story on Facebook about the one family from Papua New Guinea. And when missionaries, like using this as an example, when they have to come home, is there a plan or kind of a time frame to get them back on the field? I imagine that's kind of a big thing in itself.
Yeah, normally we have plans for things like how do we evacuate people in the event of an emergency, a health crisis, an injury, things like that, and we're well prepared for that. And we have normal processes that help folks get back to their country of assignment where they work in the right time. COVID-19 is something that, just to be honest with you, none of our emergency preparedness ever contemplated everybody in the world basically having to freeze where they are. And so we've been working really hard. We've got doctors on our team that are thinking through what are the appropriate courses of action to take, when should people be able to go back. So in general, we paused our return to international assignments through the end of July. But in August, we expect to see folks more and more start being able to make their way back where it's safe, where the government restrictions allow them to return, and where they can, in a healthy manner, get back to their ministry in the country where they serve. That being said, these folks keep working, they keep pressing ahead. There's a lot they can do remotely these days, and so they're not sitting around twiddling their thumbs. They're really pressing ahead with their work.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about the emergency fund, because this is kind of like a global emergency. So can you tell me more about this special fund that you guys developed and what that gets used for?
Yeah, this is actually something that we have we've had for quite some time, for many years. Missionaries have emergencies. Things happen. There have been times where there's been security issues in a country. There's unrest, civil unrest, and we have to evacuate folks. And we raise money and we keep that in a fund so that we can address emergencies that pop up that really no one could prepare for. And so that emergency fund that we have is there to help. And during the COVID-19 period, we've had a lot of folks that have had to move from one country to another or back to the U.S., and many folks have been able to access those funds to make it possible for them to get on those evacuation flights. So it's been a real blessing for our folks, but to be honest, that fund has taken a real hit because we've had a lot of emergencies recently.
And I want to ask you about that family from Papua New Guinea, just as a specific example. I haven't heard personally of the PNG being like a high COVID area. Is there a plan to get them back on the field or any kind of timeline? Like, are they part of the August timeline?
Well, Papua New Guinea did a very good job early on of isolating COVID-19. They were checking people when they landed in the country. They had probably under 20 cases up until just a couple weeks ago. And they were being very careful about not letting people back in the country. So the government there has had severe restrictions on people returning. So we've not been able to send folks back. We've got some early folks that are hoping to make their way back there in August. But just in the last couple of weeks, there has begun to be, for the first time that we're aware of, sort of that community spread where it's passing from person to person in the country. And so we're expecting that the government may maintain some of their restrictions on people coming back in the country. So the couple that you mentioned, Gavin and Carrie, I know they're excited to get back. They want to get back safely. They want to get back in a way that protects the health of their children, especially their child with particular health needs. And so we'll be working with them sort of hand in hand and figuring out when the best time is for them to get back.
And one final thought, this whole process, you know, it needs to be covered in prayer, and not only for the missionaries, but for Wycliffe, kind of as you're the overarching facilitators of this. So how can we pray for you guys? How can we pray for the missionary families who've got to be kind of itching to get back?
Yeah, I just ask people to pray for wisdom, for real good listening ears and understanding, for quality information. Every time someone goes back to their country of assignment, that family is, those individuals or that family is involved. The team on the field that manages our work, they're involved. Our Orlando office, where Wycliffe here in the U.S., we're involved. And we really all want to be on the same page. We have so many people that have dedicated their lives, and really in their hearts, they've said, if I die in the country where I'm serving, that's something that I'm willing to do. At the same time, we don't want people taking unnecessary risks. And so it's really wisdom that we make good decisions, that we're not overly risky or overly cautious, that we care well for our folks, that we, as soon as is reasonably possible, get them back to where they can really have an impact for the kingdom of God.